Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Want to get a little bit more into the Knicks and last night's game. I knew right away, every Knicks fan did, that there was a different energy, a different attitude, and a different plan from the second that this game tipped off. And I know it got a little dicey at the end, and we will talk about that, but this game was closer in score than it really was. I mean, even when the Pistons would take a lead or get close, the Knicks would just go back on a run. The ball movement was incredible. Karl Anthony Towns played exactly the way I wanted him to in games one and two, and I got to give him credit for that. Defensively, he was aggressive. Offensively, he was aggressive. He looked like one of the best players in the league, and I was just so happy to see that. So he is off my poop list for a couple of days because he did an amazing job last night. OG Anunoby wasn't as involved at the end of the game, but was super involved early. You could tell that he was on a mission. I mean, there really wasn't anything about what they did last night that I had a problem with. And, you know, the end is just so silly. The rule is bizarre. And just thank God it didn't cost the Knicks the game. You know, to have Jalen Brunson intentionally miss the free throw because it's the right play, then the buzzer to go off before the Pistons touch the ball, and then have them get a side out of bounds with no time off the clock, and then allow Jalen Duren to take three steps forward to be able to inbound the ball. But, you know, he doesn't have the aptitude to do that type of thing. And Mitchell Robinson's in his face, so it ended up being okay. But, like, I couldn't even wrap my mind around how I would have felt with the way that the Knicks played in this game if they had lost in that type of weird way. But they didn't. 2-1 lead. This is the best I've felt about them in a while, and I hope they can keep the momentum up and it isn't one of these peaks and valley series. I want them to stay on a peak the rest of the way and then head into that Celtics series with as much momentum as they could possibly have.
Hey, if they would have lost the game last night, like I stayed up until 2 o'clock last night anyway. I don't know why, because I couldn't fall asleep. I was just
2 o'clock?
Reading about the draft and the Knicks and, you know, your brain's going 100 miles an hour. You know, so I was just thinking that if they would have lost the game like that, it would have been like the first time I've ever seen anything like that.
Yeah, at any of us, yeah.
There was also a point in this game where the Pacers and, what's his name, Schroeder had
a
six-point
play.
I mean, the Pistons had a six-point play.
Yeah.
Had a six-point play. I've never seen that either.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was on the same possession because they ended up having the Hardaway three,
and then
they go back to
foul.
The foul, and they get the possession, get to keep possession, hit a three, and then the Knicks missed, and then they hit another three, and it was a 9-0 run in a matter of seconds.
Yeah, I mean,
to tie
had,
the game,
we had the Larry Johnson 4-point play.
Yeah, where's that ball, by the way?
Yeah, I don't know. You have to ask Wally about that. Right. He just basically dropped the ball on that whole thing.
Anyway,
didn't really seem to care about it because he was worried about his next tee time or something. Lack of communication.
Yeah,
but that was a 6-point play by Schroeder. Or Schroeder, whatever the hell his name is.
His name is Schroeder.
Schroeder.
But it was also
Schroeder.
But it was Hardaway who hit the shots of the foul shots. And then Schroeder on the possession ended up getting.
It was like a 6-point play.
Essentially, yeah. I mean, they went down to that end and didn't go back into the other end of the floor, and they got 6 points. Yeah. But it didn't. That didn't hurt them, and then it got tied. I think it was 20-11 at that point. Then it got tied 20-20. The crowd is going crazy. But any time that happened, the Knicks just fought back time in and again and again. And everybody on that team that I wanted to show up showed up. The one thing I will say, and I don't even know if it's a negative so much. It's more like a self-awareness thing. You know, Josh Hart did not want to shoot the ball from any range at all. And that's okay. If your other guys are playing the way they are offensively and you're out there and you're the energy and you're dribbling and breaking down the defense, you're grabbing rebounds, you're doing the things that you do on the floor and you're not shooting because you don't think you got it, I'm okay with that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But you need everybody else to be draining them like they were last night. But this was a great, great win because of how it happened. And then just the ball movement in the first half.
Yes.
And it continued for most of the game. You got a couple of those Jalen Brunson isolation possessions that ended up working out for him in the fourth quarter. But they needed him to come through, and he did. But the extra pass, they look like a completely different offensive team with a plan for once.
So you think that Thibodeau actually sat down with them, showed them some video, and said, guys, this is the way we need to play. This is how you have to play. We can't continue to just rely on one player.
Yeah, and that's another guy that needs to get a ton of credit because I was crushing him as well after game two. I mean, he absolutely changed the entire plan to get the best out of this team against this opponent in this game.
And that's what a point guard's supposed to do.
Well, I'm talking about Thibodeau, head coach.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So Jalen Brunson as well. I mean, he didn't have so he ended up getting over 30, but in the first half, he had like 9 points, whatever it was, because he was deferring like he should have, because that's what the defense was giving him.
And but that's also why they have OG Anunoby and Karl Anthony Towns on the court with him, is to take some of the pressure off of it.
Exactly.
Off of him.
So it was perfect. And I know it was close, but it's the other thing you got to remember, too, this is the first playoff game that the Pistons have had at home in a very long time. The place is crazy. There was going to be some emotion. Schroeder is playing out of his shoes. It's crazy how well this guy is playing. You know, he's bounced around to like 6 million teams. He was also the guy that like turned down a contract by the Lakers because his agent told him to, and then ended up like no one else ended up signing him. It was like $100 million. So he's been like this vagabond going everywhere, and he's playing like the best basketball he's ever played in his life in this series. So it got close at the end, but really the Knicks were never going to lose this game.
Is he a guy you'd want on your team next year? I don't know what his contract status is right now.
I don't know, since he's been
moved around so much.
I mean, the way he's playing in the series, like, I don't want to be a prisoner of the moment.
Yeah, but you know, like how campaign has been good for the Knicks.
Yeah,
and
but he's definitely a bench guy. Like Schroeder's coming off the bench too, but like Schroeder's playing like the best player that they have.
I mean, you're going to need bench guys. You always need bench guys.
Sure. No, I mean, the way he's playing, fine. But I just, it's like enough of this already. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got Cade Cunningham. That's great. You know, Dennis Schroeder, Tim Hardaway Jr., you know, Jalen Duren. I don't want to see these guys anymore.
These are bounce around guys with the exception of Cade Cunningham.
Yeah. I mean, essentially. So, and Isaiah Stewart's missed back-to-back games. He was going to be a big part of trying to shut down Towns. I mean, you know, when he plays with that confidence, Karl Anthony Towns, and that aggressiveness, you see why he's got the ability to be unstoppable, and everybody was salivating when he came here. It's not consistent enough.
But if you're telling me that that guy shows up every single game for the rest of the postseason, then hell, make a run at anybody. I'm not saying they're going to beat the Celtics, but it'll be a hell of a lot closer than I ever expected. So this was a good one. This was a really, really good one. Made me feel better and excited about the team. And now I am pumped up for Sunday at 1 o'clock for Game 4, where I'll be guest bartending at the Portly Villager, raising funds for the Boomer Esiason Foundation. All proceeds going to BEF Sunday, 1 o'clock, Portly Villager.